I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Believers are being targeted in Iraq's new civil war. Christian Aid Mission is your link to indigenous missions. Churches have been hit, Christians killed, and fear is alive. Spokesman Steve Van Valkenburg says the threat is everywhere, and yet...
The people have reopened the gospel. And there are believers there who are reaching out.
It's dangerous work. Even a whiff of apostasy means death, especially for Christians. While many have fled, a remnant church remains. Here's how you can help.
The need is to intercede for those believers who are having to hunker down and stay out of sight.
Next, it's the poorest country in Latin America. Orphan's Heart partners with a church in Nicaragua to supplement the community outreach going on there. Steve Tatchery of Orphan's Heart says,
each Saturday, members of the Bethel Baptist Church provide a hot meal and discipleship programs to the children living in some of the poorest neighborhoods that surround that church in Managua.
In August, a team from Orphan's Heart will be spending a week holding Bible clubs in a medical clinic. In the past, they've been successful in reaching the poor and needy. Pray for the Holy Spirit to move effectively during the trip. And finally, Baptist Haiti Mission is sharing a breath of fresh air. The ministry recently held an asthma clinic at Vermeth Hospital. Many Haitians have asthma, but aren't really sure how serious it is and how to treat it. The clinic provided awareness and treatment. Now they hope to launch an asthma crisis center. Ask God for opportunities for discipleship as the volunteers care for the patients. Find out more by using the link at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read 100 real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.